playing records from the early days of the phonograph, 1920s and before mostly. This morning, it's non-standards. Had a comment from a listener that this prejudice that I have toward standards is maybe a little unfair, and this certainly is true. I'm not a fair person. I'm extremely opinionated and extremely prickly and difficult. I think just a thoroughly obnoxious person. And so, you know, I do make these broad statements sometimes and should really disregard everything I say about everything. But, you know, I am Guy Touquet. I'm not really Guy Touquet. This is not really history. It's entertainment. I hope it is. It's songs that Grandpa sang to you or played for you on his violin. Or maybe you heard him as the backdrop for some movie or cartoon that you were watching. Or these now that I'm playing this morning, you probably haven't heard before except here, because they just don't get played much for one reason or another. Some of them are primarily instrumental, and so even if you heard them, you might not remember because there's no words for you to remember. And then some of them were very, very popular when they came out, and then they fell in popularity. And then some of them are just unknown, or at least they were unknown to me before I ran across them on archive.org, where I shop for all the free music that gets played on this program. It's going to be 5 o'clock pretty soon, and instead of playing a song between now and then, maybe talk a little bit about Fats Waller. You're going to hear in the next set something called Black and Blue from 1929. And the recording is so modern sounding that you wondered, is this something that came out in 1929? Now, the song itself, very seldom recorded because it's so... it's heartrending, really. It's a beautiful piece of music. The music is heartrending, and then the lyrics, too. Now, the lyrics are not written by a black guy. They're written by a Jewish guy. But they do express, I think, some of the black experience back in 1929, which was the time of the Harlem Renaissance. I don't think we want to forget that there was a renaissance of music. You know, you say, gee, keeps on saying 1928, 1927. What the heck was going on? And, well, a lot of things were going on. Radio was going on. And the Harlem Renaissance, the cultural, the cultural beginnings of jazz and, you know, black music. And so, and Fats Waller really, not only a great songwriter and a great piano player and a great comedian, but a great guy too, you know, according to all the people that worked with him. And one of the people that made this period so fertile for recorded music. Well, it's 5 o'clock and your radios are tuned to WWUH West Hartford 91.3 FM, broadcasting as a community service of the University of Hartford. Also heard on WAPJ Torrington 89.9, WDJW Summers 89.7, WWEB Wallingford 89.9, and streaming live on the internet at www.wwuh.org. It's non-standards this morning on Guy's History of Recorded Music, things that you may not have heard before, things that I didn't hear before I started this hobby that I have that's preoccupying me, and I hope that you're enjoying the fruits of it. It's great fun to browse around on that archive site. You see something that looks sort of familiar, and you play it, and you say, gee, what a spectacular performance that person gave. Too bad the fidelity's not so great. And it isn't always so great. But the quality of the music and the cleverness of the lyrics and what I'm about to play here, Helen Kane, the voice of or the voice very similar to Betty Boop. She was not the voice of Betty Boop. Betty Boop was a takeoff on her, and she was very popular, and she was very risque. You know, she when she's singing a song to you, you say, "This girl wants to have sex with me, no question about it." And that was the way that she put it out there. And Betty Boop, if you see some of the Betty Boop cartoons, they're pretty darn risque too. You know, her straps keep falling down when she's singing these songs, and Helen Kane sued her, claiming that it was a takeoff on Helen Kane, and the judge said, "What are you nuts? Everybody, all the girls in Brooklyn talk like you, and you know, and Betty Boop is a cartoon character. She doesn't look like you. She just wears her hair like you do. They can do that. Is there anything wrong in that? Well, that's the title of this song. Is there anything wrong in that?" And, you know, whether she's talking about Betty Boop or not, who's to say? We don't know. All right, let's get it queued up here. And first we got to, there we go. Now, we're going to get it queued up. It's going to be, is there anything wrong in that? Here it comes.
There are certain things that keep me guessing, though I try real hard to find them out. Well, I don't understand, so I'm confessing that I don't know just what it's all about. I don't know the bad things from the good, because my mother never told me all she should. A man showed me a lavalier. He says it's yours if you kiss me, dear. Oh, tell me, was there anything wrong in that? I kissed him once and he asked for more. Next week he's bringing the jewelry store. Oh, tell me, was there anything wrong in that? Now I was in the parlor with this fellow last night, and I know why he kissed me and he squeezed me so tight. But I don't understand a bit when he said, "Baby, you sure have it." What's this? Oh, is there anything wrong in that? I said that I would bring it back. Oh, tell me, was there anything wrong in that? Well, it was so cold in that great big boat, so I just took his raccoon coat. Oh, tell me, was there anything wrong in that? I took my mother driving on that very same day, and she said, "Dear, you must return that car right away." But the funniest thing you'll never guess, I forgot his name and his address. Oh, tell me, was there anything wrong in that?
Thank you. is for me.
Sister,
cause I but they seem like yells in a cell where there ain't no food. My life is all a misery when I cannot get my food. My life is all a misery when I cannot get my food. I can't live without my liquor. Got to have the booze to cure these blues.
I said, look at you, mama, what the world are you trying to do? You're gonna make me love you, you're gonna break my heart in two. I said, if you don't want me, what made you want to love? I said, if you don't want me, mama, what made you? The day you put me fair brown sugar, that's the day you die. I'd rather see you dead, buried in some type of grove. I'd rather see you dead, mama, buried in some type of grove. And I hear some gobbler mama matching up you. It was early one morning, just about to break a day. It was early one morning, just about to break a day. I'm a long brown skin coming and drove me away. Lord, my baby quit me, she done sent my trunk out door. My baby quit me, she done sent my trunk out door. I put the poor boy one in, Lord, he walked the dead mama. It's trouble everywhere you go. I said trouble, yeah, mama. It's trouble everywhere you go. And I trouble, yeah, mama. Maybe good girl, I don't know.
Thank you. Dream that will forever be my native home. In my poor mother's old daughter, time is turning gray. In my poor mother's old line, time is turning gray. I know it's a break out as you find out about us in this way. And I'm going to swell out what I drank like wine. I'm going to swell out what I drank like wine. Well, I can be drunk, dying, staggering all the time. And it ain't but the one thing now that ain't boiled by my mind. And it ain't but the one thing now that ain't boiled by my mind. That's a house full of women now, running down mine. And my very fast me, and she never said a word. And my very fast me, and she never said a word. Nothing I had did but well, but when she had her.
Shabbat shalom. at the trumpeter's call, when my trumpet goes a-speaking, I'm rousing him up, I'm waking him up. The tents are astir in the valley, and there's no more sleep with the sun's first peep, for I'm sounding the old revire. Trumpeter, what are you sounding now? Is it the call I'm seeking? Can't mistake the call, said the trumpeter tall, when my trumpet goes a-speaking. I'm arching on, they're scampering on, there's a drumming of hooves like thunder, there's a maddening shout as the sabers flash out, for I'm sounding the charge no wonder. Trumpeter, what are you sounding now? Is it the call I'm seeking? Lucky for you if you hear it at all, for my trumpet but faintly speaking. I'm calling them home, come home. Dead in the valley, who are lying around, face down to the ground, and they can't hear me sound the rally.
Hello, I'm Walter Mayo, a member of the Hartford Chorale. We have been the resident chorus of the Hartford Symphony Orchestra over the years for Handel's Messiah, Bach's Christmas Oratorio, the Beethoven Ninth Symphony, and many other choral masterpieces. Our 175 singers come from towns in central Connecticut and southern Massachusetts to rehearse weekly in preparation for our performances. We'll be doing Vaughan Williams' Hodier in December, and the Verdi Requiem and Carmina Burana next spring. Last year, in collaboration with the New Haven and Hartford Symphony Orchestras, the Hart School, and the New Haven Chorale, we participated in Song for Haiti, a fundraising concert to rebuild a music school destroyed by the disastrous 2010 Haiti earthquake. Our smaller group of chamber singers entertains in schools, churches, and retirement homes throughout the area. If you are a singer, a listener, or just curious, check out our information-packed website, www.hartford-chorale.org.
We were listening to John McCormick, the trumpeter, sometime around 1920. It's Guy's History of Recorded Music. I'm Guy Touquet, and I'm playing records from the early days of the phonograph, 1920s and before mostly. And today, it's non-standards. Things that I never would have heard if I hadn't gone browsing around on this archive.org website. And sometimes, you know, they're some of my favorite stuff, so I play them. And you may have heard them before, and you may have been, you know, just itching to hear them again, some of these. And not recorded by Connie Francis, necessarily, Elvis Presley. Before John McCormick, Canti Alpini, Monte Canino from 1919, an Italian product of the Italian army, the singing group and the song, some of the debris of World War I and unhappiness, celebratory unhappiness, the valor. Before that, Kid Bailey, Mississippi Bottom Blues, 1929. And before that, Fats Waller, Numb Fumbling, 1929. And before that, another great piano player, Zez Confrey, Greenwich Witch. Before that, Garfield Akers with Joe Callicott, Cottonfield Blues from 1926. Before that, Ma Rainey, accompanied by Fletcher Henderson, Booze and Blues, 1924. Remember, booze was illegal at the time, and blues was a counterculture at the time. Not listened to in polite society. So they, I guess, went together, booze and blues. Before that, Bleeding Heart Blues from James P. Johnson, 1923, the guy that taught Fats Waller how to play the stride piano. Fats Thomas Waller was the organist in his father's Harlem church when he discovered the roots of jazz, I suppose you could say, because by the time he wrote Black and Blue, which preceded James P. Johnson, and it came out in a musical by the name of Hot Chocolates, along with Ain't Misbehavin' and Honeysuckle Rose, two standards. Black and Blue, not a standard, but quotes from those. And great piece of music. Before that, Alonzo Yancy, Everybody's Rag. I don't have the year on that one, but it's the only thing I can find of Alonzo Yancy. I wish there were more. Before that, Helen Kane, Is There Anything Wrong in That? Asking that question about some of the naughty things that she planned to do. Guy's History of Recorded Music on every Thursday at 3 o'clock till 6. So if you have to get up before 6 on a Thursday, be sure to tune your clock radio to 91.3 so that you can wake up with some of this great music that you don't hear enough. Maybe bring you back. You know, it's Guy Touquet, but that's not my real name. You know, I made up that name to anchor myself in the 20th century, where the last of the good music was. And not that all of it was, no, not by any means, but plenty of good stuff. And some of those very, very fertile years, 1920 to 1930, some spectacular performances, some spectacular musicians, some spectacular songwriters. And worth remembering. Now, me, I have, you know, no real life. I'm nostalgic for things that never happened to me, and that's rather pathetic. But for you, you know, you can bring something out in yourself that maybe you didn't know you had. Let's see what we got coming up here. It's going to be Sophie Tucker, Hartford's Own. Oh, by the way, coming up at 6 o'clock, Pine Grove Blues and with River City Slim. So stay tuned for that. And I'll be back at 3 o'clock on Thursday morning. And in the meantime, we'll play a little bit of Sophie Tucker, some Irene Bordoni, some Carmen Miranda, and some Carlos Gardel. And I'll be back here in a week. Thank you.
everybody likes music. Songs make you happy and gay. But when you're speaking of music, here's something I wanna say. You can have your cello with its mellow melody. I'm the kind of fellow likes a certain harmony. I don't care for opera grand, but when my sweetie says, hold my hand, that's what I call sweet music. Classic songs I never will miss, but when my sweetie says, come let's kiss, that's what I call sweet music. I know that all the little birds, the bees up in the trees, sing melodies. But the pretty songs they sing don't mean a thing when sweetie croons sweet nothing. You may like your rhapsody blue, but when my sweetie says, I love you, that's what I call sweet music. That's what I call sweet music. Oh, honey, that's what I call sweet music. No fooling when I hear a band. Oh boy, I clap my hands. It sounds so grand. But the best of all, the tune that makes me fall, is sweetie's howdy ow dow dow. Bye bye baby, songs are all right, but when my sweetie says nighty night, that's what I call sweet music.
Great career, and you should. Only one thing stops you, dear, you're too good. If you want a future, darling, why don't you get a past? 'Cause that fatal moment's coming at last. We're all alone, no chaperone can get our number. The world's in slumber. Wild about you, child, that's so contagious. Let's be outrageous, let misbehave. When Adam won his hand, he wouldn't stand for a teasing. He didn't care about those apples out of season. They say the spring means just one thing to little lovers. We're not above birds. Let's
vida assim não pode ser. O trabalho, minha mofina, não nasci para sofrer. Vou me atirar na gandaia, pois só assim vivo bem. A vida é fogo de palha, meu nego, e eu preciso é gostar de alguém, não é? Dona Valvina, isto tem que se acabar. Esta vida é pequenina e eu preciso aproveitar. Vou me atirar na gandaia, pois só assim vivo bem. A vida é fogo de palha, meu nego, e eu preciso gostar de alguém, não é? Valvina, como eu gosto da folia, mesmo sem ser libertina, gosto um pedaço de orgia. Vou me atirar na gandaia, pois só assim vivo bem. A vida é fogo de palha, meu nego, e eu preciso gostar de alguém, não é? Camarada, gosto que gostem de mim. Eu nasci, fui pra virada. Gosto até de ser assim. Vou me atirar na gandaia, pois sou assim, vivo bem. A vida é fogo de palha, meu nego, eu preciso é gostar de alguém, não é? Meu Bituquinho é um pedaço e é do bom. Ele gosta de carinhos e eu lhe faço no tom. Vou me atirar na gandaia, pois sou assim vivo bem. A vida é fogo de palha, minha gente, eu preciso gostar de alguém, não é?
Extensión de las estepas, cubierta por la blanca nieve está, y son de este presidio las murallas, tan altas que ni el sol se ve alumbrar. Las celdas por la nieve están cubiertas, y dentro de una celda un hombre está. Sus ojos afiebrados son fantasmas y canta una canción que hace llorar. Sonia, Sonia, tus cabellos negros, el sueño mil veces deseó. Nunca yo podré olvidarte, tú del Volga, eres bella flor. Sonia, Sonia, mi existencia muere encerrada en esta prisión. Y antes que la nieve me aprisione el corazón, quiero llegue a ti mi maldición. Cuando era mi esposa yo te amaba, y con mi amor la vida yo te di. Y ciego de pasión no adivinaba aquella vil traición que sorprendí. Tus labios de otros labios eran lecho, y a un hombre vi que el cuello te ciñó. Entonces mi puñal hundí en su pecho, y el juez tan solo a mí me condenó. Sonia, Sonia, yo no sé si existe, y nada de este mundo llega a mí. Solo hordas de cosacos y de hambrientos lobos hay aquí.
aunque mi recuerdo eres tu memoria, por ser tu dichosa ya no esté. En tu sueño cual fantasma apareceré, y esta historia te recordaré.